Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On today's Faith and Freedom, we're going to be sharing a powerful testimony of how a person's life was literally transformed. Somebody who had been a victim of these COVID mandates at work. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this particular person was an employee of North Shore Healthcare in Illinois. And of course, we have been litigating on behalf of them. He was recently fired and was left devastated and ended up visiting one of the churches that we also have represented last year during this church lockdown.
Yeah, here's the situation. He read about Harry Mihet in the newspaper because Harry had been quoted in the newspaper as one of our attorneys representing the North Shore healthcare workers against North Shore. And we got a temporary injunction against North Shore. And then that was a good decision. Then we went to the preliminary injunction, and the judge was very, very sympathetic to us and very suspicious of North Shore's activity. But he said, since you have the opportunity to get civil monetary damages for a Title VII claim, he felt that he could not issue an injunctive relief. And that's a legal issue, and we won't spend time to go into that.
And, so, but North Shore was denying the religious exemptions.
North Shore was denying all the religious exemptions. And so after the preliminary injunction was not extended or given, North Shore started firing these healthcare workers. Now, that doesn't mean North Shore is off the hook. It means that I think they'll ultimately lose these Title VII claims and have to pay damages. The problem is that it's going to take a while to get there, and it's not immediate relief for these people. So
individual, during Christmas, these people are left without jobs.
Yeah, Thanksgiving and Christmas, they're being terminated. So this individual is one of those people that worked at North Shore. He did not want to get the COVID shot. He was terminated. At the same time, he had other things happening in his life, and he said that his life was a shambles. And some of those other things were his wife and he had a bitter divorce, and a judge recently granted his wife full custody of both of the daughters. And then North Shore happened. So you have all three things, a bitter divorce happening, he loses custody of his children, and he loses his job.
But the judge said he loses custody until the North Shore situation settles. So right. Who knows how long that's going to be.
Right. And now that would be a long time.
Yeah.
And because that's not going to be something quick. Right. And he's losing custody because of the fact he has no income.
Right.
So he, unbelievable, his marriage is gone. It was not an amicable separation. His job is gone. The judge takes custody from him to his wife because his job is gone. And whenever North Shore ultimately resolves the situation, then come back and then we'll revisit the custody. So he's lost everything. He says, my spirit was in shambles. So he was planning to commit suicide on a Sunday evening. He decided to seek out a Romanian church because that Romanian church was in the news as well. Logos Baptist Ministries. We represented both Logos, and we still do, as well as Elim Romanian Pentecostal Church in the litigation against Governor Pritzker and the church lockdown mandates. So that had been in the news too. Our chief litigation counsel is Romanian by birth and grew up as Romanian, is a U.S. citizen. Obviously, since age 12, he migrated with his family to the United States. And these are Romanian churches. Mm-hmm. So he sought out this Romanian church. Why? Because he wanted to see if he could talk to Harry Mihet,
right,
our attorney, and maybe get some glimmer of hope. Well, he goes to the church and he finds out, well, Harry doesn't live in Illinois, but is out of our Liberty Counsel Florida office. And so what happens is he is going there for some help. And his help was, I want to be able to talk to the attorney who represented the healthcare workers at North Shore to see if there's any more hope. Is there any last vestige of hope? So he's in this church. He can't find Harry. So he takes a seat for the evening service and it says his mind was racing 1,000 miles per hour. I'll read part of this. The message of the young man angered me even more. Yes, all my plans have crumbled. I got nothing. So in other words, whatever it was, I don't know who was speaking, but it didn't resonate with him, obviously.
Right.
It wasn't what he was seeking for in the message that was delivered. Up to this point, when a young lady sang, that song is still haunting me. What we have here is one person who actually met him in the church. They didn't know who he was. And they suggested that he stay for the full program.
There's a concert, I believe, they were giving. Yeah.
There was a concert that they were giving after. The message didn't connect with him. In fact, he was angry. He didn't get the answers that he was looking for from that message. But he decided to stay because one person said, why don't you stay for the whole program? And this lady gets up and she sang a phrase that he said has been haunting me until now. I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us. This is part of his paraphrase of the song. I pray that you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know, and guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe. I then realized, he said, that if I ended my life on Sunday night, I would meet the one who always watches and I would not spend eternity with him.
Wow.
Thank you for the evening that made me turn 180 degrees. I received the Lord at 21 years old, somewhere in Tennessee mountains. The lark's song, which is what he was referring to, reminded me of that day. Thank you for uplifting music. And thank you for a message that really angered me, but in the end gave me hope.
You know, and that's the whole purpose of the church. I mean, we saw this last year during the lockdowns. People that were ready to end their lives, and they happened to see a church that was open. They go in there, yeah, and they find hope. And that's what this season is about, especially, Matt. I mean, during the Christmas season, we know that God came down in the form of a baby, a vulnerable baby, to give us hope so that we could have eternal life with him forever. And without him, we have no hope.
You know, it's exactly, you know, when we were in the midst of the height of the church lockdowns, we continued to speak to the churches and pastors and people to say, you need to open up. Take safety precautions. They're not mutually excludable. You can take safety precautions, but open up. It's important to open up. Why? Because there are hurting people. Reach out into your community to the hurting people that have lost their jobs, that have been threatened, that are trying to struggle with how to do this online schooling that the public schools weren't prepared to do.
And we've experienced that here at Liberty Council, thousands and thousands and thousands of people calling us desperate, about to or have lost their jobs because of these shop mandates. And they just need someone to talk to cry with, to pour their heart out to. And that's what we as the church, that's our role, is to be there for each other.
And this is another example. Here we're in the midst of a lot of hurting people.
Right.
Many, many, many hurting people because they're being threatened with their jobs and their careers, their future, everything, like this man, everything just like crashed on him at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was about ready to commit suicide. And the story that you talked about earlier was a story from the church lockdowns where a man was about ready to end his life and he saw a church open and he walks in and he gets a chance to counsel and speak with the pastor. And that changed the direction
right.
of his life as well.
And I'm sure there's many more stories like that.
And
we
there's
don't
just
even know
many,
about.
Many more. And I was doing a radio program with Ohio Christian Alliance, and some the person there was saying that they were following some of our religious exemption protocol, which is at lc.org/exempt, and that their church reached out, did a program, and they've done many now since then, churches throughout various parts of Ohio. And they didn't know whether they're going to have a few people, but they had lots of people. The congregations were packed.
Mm-hmm.
And these people so appreciated that others were there to show concern. And he said the same thing we experienced. People came from all different walks of life that they have no contact with before. And they're reaching out for help. And they're so appreciative because of what they're facing. And their courage encourages those that work with them. So it is a blessing. This is an opportunity for the church to reach the people and be the church of Jesus Christ.
And share the gospel.
And at this time, as we are approaching Christmas, this is the real reason for the season. This is the eternal hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.